simple fingers that I have. They were not made to pinch nor tear, you hear, but to move in deeds of kindness, you see, and to fall in thoughts of prayer to help my brother pray for the betterment of his life, yay. Oh yeah. It's better to have a friend than to need one. It's better to find a friend than to be in need. Lift up your brother, don't you put him down. One and watch the other, both go and talk it home.
Listen, one of the things that we have the most problem with in a complicated time is sorting out the headspace. And aren't you happy that there are those that are not just trained, because they're people with qualifications, all about, but with the compassion and the inclination to help us, to help ourselves. One such person is Vassal George Ogilvy. I'll pronounce the last name the way we do it as Jamaicans. I know the British say Ogilvy, but I'm guessing that it's probably the Jamaican way. He's a founder and CEO of Hudson Valley Dynamic Counseling, located in New York. And he's with us today. He's got 30 years of experience in the field of social work, covering a wide spectrum of skills and expertise, including program administration, leadership, team building, conflict resolution, cognitive behavioral therapy. That's some deep stuff. Very, very valuable, especially when our societies get a little funky. And the dysfunctionality is never just one person to, you know, point the finger at somebody else. It's about us all taking stock. Master George, how you doing?
Good evening, Mr. McDaniel.
Jerry's all right. When I hear Mr. McDaniel, I look around and see if Mr. My father. But it's cool. So good to have you.
Yes, I appreciate it. And as an humble African, I'm here.
Yes.
I appreciate the invitation. So
listen, man.
It's really nice to be here and to talk to you and share some of my experience with you.
Definitely.
A matter of fact, I met someone who knows you, and I told him I was coming to talk to you. And George Tulloch, you probably know who George
Tulloch. Yes, absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Friends, of course. And he said, yeah, man, I know. And then I said, wait, is Mr. McDaniel? He said, but don't you go to school with probably one of his cousins? And I said, which cousin is that? He said, Salaman, man, Salah.
Salah,
I'm talking to my family.
Yes, man, Salah. As the older people that say, two brothers' children.
Yes,
children.
We're right down there from the poorest.
Yes, man.
It's a pleasure to be here, man. Really, it is.
Yeah, man. That is the side of the family with money. I like to tease them. Also, with an immense capacity to work and excel. So it's not. You know, they put in the work, man. They put in the work, and they continue to do really, really well. I don't know if you like the topic I've given it, which is sorting out your head, because there's so much that happens emotionally and mentally and so on, and especially as guys, we sometimes get the wrong message somehow. Either we inherit it or we kind of co-construct the thing that says we have to tough it out when we are dead, and we don't sort it out, we don't necessarily get help. But first off, tell me a little bit about how you got into this segment of the market and why. We know it's sorely needed. We also happen to know that it's taxing, it's draining, it's demanding, so you must have to want to do it. Am I right?
Yes.
You have to want to do it. You have to really be selfless to want to do it. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, initially, as you know, when you're a young man growing up, you never know exactly what you want to do.
True.
So when I migrated to Canada, which is Montreal,
mm-hmm.
I went to technical school. I actually went because my father was an electrician mm-hmm. in Jamaica, working for JPS.
Ah.
For many, many years as a senior electrician. So I want to be advance my father's career. So I said, let me come to Canada. I'll become maybe an engineer or something like that. So I went to a school called Oberon Technical Institute mm-hmm. in Montreal
yes.
and completed a program. I never use it though. Because I wanted to fulfill my father's dream, but that wasn't my dream.
Well, maybe you learned something else out of it. Maybe
I did learn something.
Else,
but I never used that diploma. Somewhere
knowledge don't waste, right?
Yeah, somewhere sitting there or somewhere. I don't know where it is, but I know I did complete that program.
Yes.
And then I decided this is not what I want. This is not my passion. I'm into people,
mm-hmm.
and I'm interested into social problems and trying to see what I can do to help people. So I went back to school, and I went into social science, and I said, this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that started, you know. And I went back to school to Dawson College again in Montreal because that's where I first migrated.
Yes.
And I went to Dawson College and I completed a program in social science, applied social science. And after that, I said, okay, this is what I want.
Right.
And then I applied to another university in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Beautiful city, eh?
Yeah, man, Halifax in the Maritime Province, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. It's such a livable city, though. It feels right. Smaller than it is, you know, which is...
Yes, exactly. So I went down there to a school called Dalhousie University.
Even just straight out there. We're talking about Dalhousie University. It's not like a penny college. It's Dalhousie, man.
Dalhousie is a big university.
Big exactly. Name.
So I went down there.
Yes.
Spent some time in Halifax and went to school there. And I did my undergraduate bachelor's in social work. While I was there, I was also refereeing soccer and dentist playing engineer. And I used to make a little bit of money while I'm on the campus.
Nice.
And as a referee, a soccer.
As a real Jamaican.
As you know, we all love soccer. Yes. You know, so I was a referee at the time.
Yes.
Yeah, so I completed that. And after completed Dalhousie, worked in Halifax for a little bit, I decided to migrate to the United States. Again, part of my migration was to go back to school again.
So the pull was education?
It was always education, you know, as a humble African.
Yes.
So I came back and I went back to grad school in New York, which is, and I'm sure you're aware, Fordham University.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Fordham and I did a research and completed my program there in administration and both clinical, major clinical, minor administration.
Yes.
And then decided to see, okay, what do I do from there? And I got a job and I work in foster care and work in program development.
Nice.
And then I decided that after a while I want to work for myself. So I start studying for the board to be a psychotherapist. Yes. So I took the exam and I passed and I got my license as a psychotherapist and I established my own practice. There comes Hudson Valley Dynamic Counseling.
Wow.
And the rest is history.
My goodness. How did you come up with the business model? You know, because you know, by going through with it, started with the interest, followed by the training, followed by the grooming and further study, you know, would have developed a point of view, I imagine, of where the gaps are.
Right.
What were you seeing at the time that helped you to shape the kind of form that your consultancy took?
Okay, that's a very good question. Because what I was noticing that, and I noticed there was a lot of issues with young people.
Yes.
Here and abroad, right here in the United States, some of the issues that was going on, which was quite familiar to some of the things that we are actually experiencing in Jamaica right now as we speak, where we have broken families. And a lot of the children that I used to see in my office when I do counseling with them, they're from broken families, right?
And we're not necessarily talking about families separated by divorce and so on, because although that doesn't yet maybe not have still the structure, but you can make it work even when a marriage ends. The dysfunctionality is whether they're there or not.
Exactly. And so these children, and some of them are very angry.
Yes.
You know, they're very angry. They have problems with their families, and they have no social skills.
Mm-hmm.
They have no coping skills.
Mm-hmm.
And these are some of the children that end up in jail in the United States.
Many of them are pawns of broken relationships as well. It's like,
exactly.
That's crazy.
And then what I did, I looked at also the family structure and see how intact that is and what I can do to help that structure. And once we could able to put something in place and provide some stability, then the youngsters start doing a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, so that's where it is, back to the family again, eh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Always the family. Let's take a little break here and we come back and pick up the story on the other side.
You're listening to Radio Jamaica 94 FM. It's now 3:45.
The biggest sale days of the year are here. TGIS. Thank goodness it's Saturday and Sunday. Up to 70% off October 22 and 23 at Quartz, Shop Quartz, and Quartz Optical. 2 days of red dot deals, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Early bird deals, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Sunday only. Acer 14-inch 4-gigabyte laptop, $35,999. Oregon dining set, $29,999. Get the best product deals. 7-inch tablet, $9,799. Queen mattress, $23,999. 3-piece sofa, $49,999. 3-piece bedroom set, $79,999. Whirlpool 16-foot fridge with dispenser, $99,999. Samsung 85-inch TV, $296,999. TGIS. Thank goodness it's Saturday and Sunday. Up to 70% off. October 22 and 23 at Quartz, Shop Quartz, and Quartz Optical. Conditions apply.
The public is reminded to only engage the services of professionals licensed with the Real Estate Board. Benefits include confidence in knowing that you are dealing with a trained professional guided by the law and a code of ethics, access to the board's complaint process, and protection in cases of prepayments. Ask to see a current license provided by the board, visit our website, or make a query by phone or email. Call the Real Estate Board at 876-926-9748-9 for more information.
So, you think you have a really, really good case, but you can't afford the fees which some lawyers charge. What do you do? Have you heard of a contingency fee agreement? What are the benefits of such an agreement? And is it available in every case? Balancing Justice host Andre Earl Casey and his team of esteemed colleagues, attorneys at law, Mr. Clayton Morgan, Mrs. Yvonne Ridgard Harris, and Mr. John Paul Hamilton, discuss these and other issues in Lawyers Open House on Tuesday, October 25 at 9 p.m. right here on Radio Jamaica 94 FM. Balancing Justice is brought to you by sponsors, Educom Cooperative Credit Union Limited, providing value through service, and Jamaica Deposit Insurance Corporation, JDIC, protecting deposits for you and me.
It's Palav on Radio. No, you don't ask. You don't want to know. This is Radio Jamaica 94 FM. Yeah, as a Manchester people of last, Mr. George, sir. Mr. George Vassal Ogilvy. Yeah, they call him. Why they call you George, by the way?
Well, actually, my nickname, I'm not, as a child growing up from where I'm from, down in Porus, Manchester, is Manager. That's what they call me.
Manager.
Yes.
Oh, so how the manager turned judge? Or judge was something else?
And the judge is the middle name.
Oh, is it a real middle name?
If you go in my community and ask for judge, you won't be able to locate him. But if you ask for manager, you'll find him.
Oh, because Mr. the judge in an inverted comma, something is that like a nickname because... So,
up here in the United States, they call me George.
Ah, but, okay,
as
gotcha.
As soon as I land at the Norman Man International...
Yes.
It's manager.
Yeah. Well, is that a good thing in Jamaica? They're not calling you a judge in Jamaica because when they want to get rid of something, they say call it judge, and you know, like anything they want to dispose of, just call that judge. You know,
yes, but it's manager for my kids growing up back home. You know, yes.
So they don't want to call you a judge. They want you to be manager. Respect you.
All right.
So when we got to the break, we were talking about just how you were sensitive enough to understand what was happening, where the breaches are, to go through your bachelor's, your master's, and your certification then allows you to form a consultancy, develop and establish a consultancy. And then you headed to New York.
Exactly. New York.
What were the highlights of that period? Because you now have more than 30 years of experience. Like, that's a generation. So we imagine that there's been some impact.
There has to be, certainly.
Yes.
I mean, as I said, when I came to New York and leaving Canada, and looking at all the problems that we're having, I realized I'm having the same issues, the same challenges in New York, right? And we're talking about antisocial behavior. I just actually saw something where the minister, your minister of tourism, that, yes. Edwin Bartlett.
Ed Bartlett, yes.
Asking Jamaican to pray for Dr. Horace Chang.
Yeah, well.
To grapple with the high crime murder rate and the increase of the antisocial behavior. And I'm like, wow, look at that. Mm-hmm. It is at the point where ministers are asking us to pray for the minister because of antisocial behaviors. And so this thing is pandemic. It's actually pandemic.
I think you and I would probably agree that that has very little to do with what the solution is. It's a generational
issue.
Certainly,
exactly.
They need people like you to hire them everywhere and help the families sort out themselves. But that will take more than one election cycle. So it's not cute for one government, whether it's PRJ, if I said that.
Exactly.
There I said it, if I lose the work I saw.
Well.
But truth is truth.
Yeah, it is important. It is important for him to at least understand what's going on with antisocial behavior. Because whether you're PMP or JLP, you're going
to
experience antisocial behavior.
Yeah.
So what do we do about it?
Yeah.
Do we manage it so good citizens can live, if we can come home, enjoy the country, and go back into your community and feel safe?
Yeah.
It's bigger than politics, you know.
It's sociology and it's culture.
Exactly.
More than it is
bigger than politics.
More than it's politics or even economics. You can buy the gangs can find more dirty money for buy the pit of them,
right?
Than any parent can ever give. So it's not an economic issue.
It's
ways of doing things, sociology, and how you have come to become entrenched in it, which is culture, that's all.
Exactly. And what can we do as a community to help in this situation where we're finding that the young people are drawn to the negativity, and what is going on? Because when we were growing up as a child, yes, we used to have little issues, but we weren't drawn to guns and violence as what's going on.
Yes.
So what is changing our society that these young folks are now seeing these, admire these gangsters and want to become a gangster versus to be a professor, versus to be a teacher, that kind of stuff. What is going on in the society that make the shift?
One quick question. As an expert in the era, just talk to me about this, because people would see parenting from some of us as being a little odd, the way I was raised as a boy, and the way, you know, my wife primarily along with myself raised our son. It's a little different from what boy Pitney accustomed to, and the our way has prevailed because he's well balanced and family oriented and an overachiever, and so too with many others, many people boy Pitney who were raised in that particular way. But when the society tells you in many ways, through the music, through even through the church and through whatever it is, that man for tough and man for lead and man at talks and man, and over and over and over and over, and that almost to speak clearly and to be compassionate a girl business, then when the gangs give you what you need and big you up and call you this and call you all the names that you want and your head swell, your father no business with you and your mother can't cope because of too much on with too much man, then how it going to work out in one generation for those kids? The miscreants will win.
Of course, and you notice my opening song, I choose that song specifically for a reason.
Me know, man.
I'm a humble African.
Mm-hmm.
And you see these little hands of mine.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes,
they're
man.
Here to help and to do the right thing.
Absolutely.
So this idea of being tough and boisterous, really don't achieve anything. The best thing is to humble and to show love and kindness and encourage each other.
Mm-hmm.
That is missing in the community, you see?
Yes.
And that is power and that is strength.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow we have misguided to think that is sissy.
Yeah.
Right? To say thank you, to say excuse me, those things are not cherished anymore.
It's true. It's true.
You see?
Yeah.
And also, the as you mentioned, your family, your wife and yourself, the structure of that, you have a wife and you have a mother, you have a father, and so that balanced the child.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening is that a lot of these young ladies in around the world, they're having children, but there's no father in the household.
Mm-hmm.
So that is another part of the problem. So there's a lot of different complicated things causing these youngsters to go astray.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to take a look at the family structure and see how we can kind of put it back together again.
Yes.
Because we can't run away from it. It is really important. And these things develop all kind of modalities, antisocial behaviors, destructive behaviors, conduct disorder issues, all kind of these things, oppositional defiant, children going to school have no respect for teachers.
Hmm.
In psychology, we call that oppositional defiant behavior.
Yeah, you heard the one with the girl, the school girl stabbed the other one to death on the compound.
I heard about it.
Unfortunately, that's probably one of those reported, because then they don't all take place on the school compound, but God knows how many take place elsewhere, you know?
Right, and I heard that they were bullying the young lady. I'm not sure how correct that is, but I heard that they were bullying her for quite some time, but no one was aware of it.
Mm.
And so she probably lashed out, but obviously she didn't look for help. She didn't tell the authorities that this was going on. So there's no conflict resolution.
They don't know how to resolve conflict
without being violent.
Ah, so the offender was allegedly being bullied. And that's what I heard.
I heard it has been doing it for quite some time.
My goodness.
If I'm not correct, that's what I heard after. Either way, someone died, right?
Somebody will die. Yeah.
And that young lady is going to be going to jail because she killed somebody.
Yes.
So that is not the answer. We have to come up with better solutions.
Mm-hmm. 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 Absolutely. Wow. It's a good thing we're going to talk again a little bit later on. When I got your resume and saw the thing, I'm like, yes, we have to talk to this man. Yeah, we can't wait until the full 100, but we have to at least get a look of talk in this section.
Well, I appreciate
anything on your not. Yes, anything on your mind now you want to share with us before we get your last tune in? Because your songs are very, very much.
I have a partner, just to say, I work with a partner, a female Jamaican also. She has a business called Divine Counseling and Wellness. Her name is Trisha Olness.
Yes.
So, because there's sometimes when I get clients, they may ask for a female.
Of course.
Right? And so I'm able to send them over to Trisha, and she's very good. So I just want to put that out there. That's
wonderful. Complementary skills, both socially and we work together quite well.
And I also work with a psychiatrist
who
prescribes medication and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's
a multiplicity of interventions.
Yes, exactly. Because there's sometimes patient might need to be treated with psychotropic medication, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need, medication is part of the formula. I mean, I've come to accept that. I've spoken about that publicly as well, about other people and myself having had to have a combination of counseling and medication to put some things under control.
Because I know every boy,
get the kind of parenting that make them understand it, you know.
And exactly.
You can either just fold up or you turn aggressive or something. Right. So it's good to know you have a caring, compassionate is a job, it's a consultancy, but it's in a real way it's kind of like a ministry too, no?
Right. And also we have to realize that mental health is different from mental illness, you know.
Yes.
Because a lot of time when we say we're going to see a therapist, We all assume that this person is crazy or is a mad person, right? That's not the case.
So, why don't you think that if you go to see a dietitian to think there, why don't you then assume that it means, hey, you either malnourished or grossly overweight? It probably just means that you want your body to function better.
Exactly. So we have to educate the public about mental health and versus mental illness.
Yes. I love a slogan the Ministry of Wellness, Health and Wellness had one. I think they probably still have it, that, you know, there's really no good health without mental health.
Exactly.
Because the mind of around the body, no? So?
Exactly.
Master George, thank you so much, sir. We will look forward to, God willing, our long bench, which we have in progress, where we'll be able to have a longer conversation and get more of an insight on what you do. But
certainly, we'd love to come back and talk to you again.
All right. So it's Peter Tosh, one of the best voices in life ever. What a beautiful voice the man's got. The poor man feel it. And that, of course, includes the woman and the children. The poor feel it. Thanks a lot.
Gotta find a solution.
94.5 FM.
Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13. The time by the United Apostolic Fast and Prayer Fellowship is
4 o'clock.
On Campus is brought to you by the UWI Mona, inspiring excellence, producing leaders. On Campus, a weekly look at what's happening on the Mona campus of the University of the West Indies. On Campus today, the spotlight is on the UWI Mona Library's Open Week. There's our regular campus calendar, but first, UE News.